All right. Okay, everybody, I'm going to call to order the June 15th meeting of the Claremont County Public Library Board of Trustees. Started talking before it went to 6:01, so I'm just going to call it 6 o'clock. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Dawes?
Here.
Mr. Ramos?
Here.
Ms. Wade?
Here.
Ms. Schluter?
Here.
Ms. Schluter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ms. Schluter. Here. Ms. Casica?
That's your turn.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Why would you not think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Ms. Clark?
Here.
Okay. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, everybody. Before we get into the regular items on the agenda, including our approval of our minutes, just wanted to call to attention. We originally had a special item for the county tax budget review for the hearing for that on the agenda. And we have rescheduled that for the July meeting, which is July 20th, partially because of, or primarily because, we did not have enough time based on the response from the county on the dates to be able to meet the statutory requirement to have it posted for 10 days ahead of the meeting in the public paper. And at the risk of being non-compliant with state law, I prefer to cross all of our T's and dot all of our I's and move it to the July meeting. We did have communication from the county. We requested the extension of being able to submit that budget to the county on the 21st, which would be the morning after our board meeting on the 20th. And Ms. Smithy received confirmation that that would be fine. So we have the approval of the county to do it that way. And that enables plenty of time for the public to come and ask questions, and us to review it in our meeting like we need to do. So that's why we are skipping that on the agenda tonight, and I was pleased that we were able to get that one-day extension from the county, because otherwise we would have had to have a special meeting with the board. Any questions on that before we move into our meeting minute approval? Okay. So I'm looking for a motion to approve the May 18th meeting minutes as submitted and mailed. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Ramos makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Waite seconds. I'm going deaf on this side, apparently. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Thank you. I do not see... I see you, but not for public participation. So no one for public participation? All right, so no public participation. We're going to move into Get to Know the Library series with Bethel. I have a feeling there's going to have something about a roof. Potentially.
Not up to the minute of time, because we're sure it's technically
Can you speak into the microphone?
Yes, I don't think she has turned it on yet, but yes, I will, I promise. No, just kidding. Testing?
I'll sit behind you.
Okay, now. Okay, there we go.
Well, I can say we are very happy not to be rained on, so.
Not bad.
Afternoon. My name is Ashley, and I am the Bethel branch manager. Bethel had its first library in 1929. It was housed at the Grant Memorial Building under the management of the Bethel Women's Club. In the late 1950s, our bookmobile also serviced the area. In 1966, the Bethel Village Council offered to provide space to operate a branch library in Bethel. Due to budget constraints, CCPL trustees applied for and received a grant from the state library. The new branch opened in 1967 inside the Grant Memorial Building. In 1985, the branch moved to a former hardware store in the heart of town. After 20 years at that location, the branch relocated to the new 10,000 square foot facility it is in today. As you know, we renovated that building for the first time in 2024, and yes, we did just put a roof on it. I had to include a quote from the 2024-2025 community survey where a Bethel branch user stated, "Our libraries help many people who otherwise would not have access to the items it offers. The library is definitely a necessity in our community." Bethel is unique in that it has a large rural area, but there's also a decent-sized town. The medium incomes tend to be low, and so the library helps provide a much-needed source of information, entertainment, and connections in our community. Bethel routinely ranks fourth in the system for door counts and circulation among branches. Looking at our in-house programming, Bethel continues to operate at a very strong level. We ranked fourth in average attendance per program in the system, with less than a one-person difference between Bethel and the top three branches. Beyond programming, Bethel continues to serve as a vital community hub, with the second highest number of notary transactions in 2025 and nearly 3,000 passive engagements. We also rank second in system-wide Wi-Fi usage and regularly place among the top 2 to 3 branches in public computer usage as well. Survey participants requested a strong interest in opportunities for connection and community engagement. In response, Bethel expanded and maintained a diverse range of clubs for all ages, including Dungeons and Dragons Club, Senior Cafe, Bethel Books and Beyond Book Club, Lego Club for families, and J Club and Teen Craft Time for tweens and teens. Participant also noted challenges attending programs at specific times. To improve accessibility, Bethel now schedules popular adult programs, especially the crafts, in the afternoon and evening on the same day. Programs are intentionally offered at varied times to better accommodate different schedules and audiences. Survey respondents emphasized the importance of expanding partnerships with local schools, which was an especially urgent need in Bethel following school funding changes in 2025. That resulted in the loss of school library staff. In response, Bethel branch staff now visit local schools monthly throughout the academic year. Kindergarten and first grade classes receive story time visits, while third through fifth grade students are visited for book checkouts. Hill Intermediate is served through regular visits from both Bethel staff and Library to Go. We also have had visits from the second grade and the high school in the branch. Bethel branch is often described by guests as welcoming and a comfortable place. One parent told us that visiting the branch feels like a home away from home. That kind of feedback reflects the friendly and accommodating service our staff provide each day. As a branch, we also invest heavily in professional development through webinars, trainings, and leadership opportunities so that we continue to offer knowledgeable, high-quality service. Our library serves as a true third space by offering free, low-pressure opportunities for people to gather, create, and connect. Popular features such as our community jigsaw puzzle, scavenger hunts, 3D printing display, in-library games, coloring, and activity sheets, as well as activity kits, encourage visitors of all ages to spend time here, interact with one another, and build a sense of belonging. These activities demonstrate that the library is not only a place to access information, but also a welcoming community space. One example of personalized service at the Bethel branch is our staff's expertise in technology, particularly 3D printing. Our team has developed strong knowledge in this area and is able to guide guests through the process, from selecting a design to printing a finished object or troubleshooting print issues when they design their own. In 2025, the Bethel branch completed 1,315 3D printing jobs, the highest total in the entire library system. And like a month ago, we had 500 in 1 month, so we do a lot of 3D printing. Bethel staff intentionally promote everyday library services and resources through both word of mouth and displays throughout the branch. For instance, staff designed 3D printed hooks to showcase memory kits for seniors, making them more noticeable and accessible for guests. We also maintain a section in the Business Center that highlights databases and digital tools. Another way we increase visibility is by building strong connections within our community. Staff conduct senior outreach visits, participate annually in Community Helpers Day at a local preschool, and present to the local school board each year. In recent years, the library has been involved with several large community events, including summer picnics, local parades, and other public celebrations. Staff have participated in speed mentoring at the high school and regularly attend the Bethel Business Association meetings, state township and village council meetings, and a variety of other community events. Through these efforts, the library extends its presence beyond its walls and ensures that residents view it as an essential part of the community. Earlier, I mentioned the strong relationship. The Bethel branch strives to ensure that every guest feels welcome, valued, and represented through our collection, services, and programming. We are intentional about offering a wide variety of materials and experiences that reflect our interests and needs of our community. When guests requested more puzzles to borrow, we responded by expanding the jigsaw collection and creating a dedicated puzzle wall so that seniors no longer have to bend the ground to reach all the puzzles. The majority are on the shelves. We have a large amount of monthly displays that rotate topics. Bethel programming staff also ensure events appeal to a wide range of community interests. We have a variety of events, including animal visits, historical talks, that's usually me, crafting and learning new skills. In 2025, we had 266 in-house and off-site events with 8,574 guests attending. There we go. Earlier, I did mention our strong relationship with the local school district. In 2025, new 3 for Me registrations at Bethel increased significantly, with kid cards up 31% and teen cards up 10% over 2024. When Bethel schools lost their library staff and we made the monthly visits to the schools, we reached 1,236 students in 2025. By filling this gap, the Bethel branch reinforced our commitment to making sure every child has access to reading opportunities and the resources they need to succeed. Bethel has weekly story times. Some of our favorite 2025 programs included Revenge of the Sixth Party, Balloon Animals 101, and Pumpkin Palooza. We offer a teen cafe weekly during the school year. Most other teen programs at the branch are planned by our youth service specialists, like Diamond Art Coasters, the Mini Ren Fair, and Welcome Week. Some of our popular adult programs have been Rainbow Animal Art, Diamond Art, Historical Jewelry, Ancient Greece, and 3D printed Lithophane gifts. Part of good service is good communication. After the renovation, we're happy to have more ways to communicate with our guests about library happenings. We have 3 monitors and 2 wall-mounted pieces of slat wall that display information about library programs, services, and collections. Some people don't know about our outdoor lockers, which let guests pick up holds anytime because they're around the corner of our building. We promote this service through signage, our advertisement TVs, and staff conversations to help spread the word and reduce scheduling barriers for our guests. We also encourage regular library use through programs like Library Stars through display in the branch. From October through April, children in grades K through 5 earn a small prize for every 5 library visits, helping families build lasting habits to visit the library. We actively promote card registration at branch events in fun, engaging ways. For example, at animal events, the animals pose with the My First Library card sign to encourage children and families to sign up. And sometimes you can get their handlers to actually sign up for a card. Alas, I don't think the miniature horses actually have a library card. Bethel strives to make our collections and services easy to access and welcoming to all guests. We expanded our use of display space to showcase materials throughout the branch, making it easier for guests to browse and discover items they may not have otherwise found. Guests have specifically complimented the diversity of our collections, especially in the children's area. By presenting materials in an inviting and accessible way, we reduce barriers to discovery and help connect guests with books and resources that reflect a wide range of experiences and interests. We hope to see you in the library soon. And if you come tomorrow, you can do an Egyptian escape room. They're still opening at 6 o'clock, so thank you. Does anyone have any questions?
I didn't realize the hardware store.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And I didn't realize about the gap in the staff in the school. Mm-hmm. So they lost all their library staff?
All the library staffing.
Every school?
Well, all of Bethel schools, yes. Yeah, all of Bethel. Yeah. Both the...
Like all ages.
Yes, all the ages. Yep. All the ages.
There was a time a couple of years ago when there was some, particular challenges as it related to the school teenagers coming to the library, and there were some challenges that the staff had to work through. Is that still?
We still have a lot of teens in the building after school, so when you have 20 to 40 kids in the building, there are going to be issues, just especially with the tween and teen, like the younger kids' age, I find. But I really think that having all of the different clubs and activities has really decreased the level of, like, I feel they find that we're more welcoming, it feels more of a welcoming space, and they behave better, I think, when they have all those different things to do. Plus, we can say, all right, clearly you need something to do. Go in there and participate. Plus, there's the activities kits and other stuff. So we'll literally tell them you can do one of those things, or you can, you know, try again tomorrow, and that really does help.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley.
And then I won't do anything else
because
I don't
want to
kill
them. I have that back on 33 or 45.
She was not going to go over her time limit.
Great job. Okay. So next up on our agenda, and thank you again for the presentation, excellent, is our fiscal officer's report. So Ms. Smithy and team there.
Thank you. We have the May financial report, which has our bank reconciliation, our check register, all parts of that. We have our month-to-date, year-to-date fund and bank reports, our end-of-month balancing report, the PLF report, which I sent out after it became available, our housekeeping resolutions, and then our supplemental check information, which it's quite lengthy this time. We had a lot. We also have our revenue and expense comparison, and Debbie will, if there are no questions on that, Debbie will give you our fiscal office report. Thank you.
So we are very happy to report that the final interest payment on the Miami Township debt has been made. The fiscal office has been working on completing the 2027 tax budget for the county. We're still anticipating the start of the 2025 audit at any time. The fiscal officer has participated in the admin team meetings, and also the fiscal officer is working with the director and assistant director to facilitate a smooth transition in leadership for our staff and our guests. The fiscal office has updated the financial software to reflect the new directors and assistant directors' information. The banking information has been updated with the new directors' information. We are continuing on all of our documentation, and both Melanie and I have attended the managers' and the support department meetings.
So when you talk about fiscal officers working with the director and assistant director to facilitate a smooth transition, tell me the kinds of things that you're working through. Just an example.
Things like the process of how we get the board documents together, just how, you know, what things that Casey is supervising the department managers, and Andrea supervises the branch managers. So there's talking with them about where we were in the process of if we had any ongoing things we needed to shift over or anything like that. Meetings with them to make sure we're all familiar where everything's at and things like that.
Okay. filling in the gaps or filling in the spaces that Chris was filling, was taken care of, that everybody needs to know what she's not here not doing anymore.
Right. We're trying to...
And somebody is.
To help do our part and make sure that if we know of something, they know it, and we're all sharing the same information so we don't leave anybody behind or out, and we're all up to speed with the same thing there.
Good. Good. Thank
you. And we had to just change the how we
route
our requisitions that turn into POs. That was a long process to get that all changed over, to take Chris out of there, and then change it over to which ones Casey approves, and then which ones Andrea approves, and then and changing the, we had to call the financial software that we use company and have them change the name because we can't get in there and do that. They had to take Chris's name off and put Andrea's on. We wanted to make sure that was all done on a timely basis so we weren't running purchase orders that had Chris's name being printed on it after she was gone. So we had to find balance how that got done. Things like that.
So where are we in the transition stage? Are we completely running smooth now?
Yeah. I think they've been running smoothly pretty much since day one, frankly. It's just looking for opportunities to streamline existing processes.
Good.
And I think based on what conversations we've had, you guys are working together very well just to be able to communicate, hey, here's an opportunity for us to take three meetings and make it one, or just, you know, whatever that operational administrative stuff mm-hmm. might be.
As far as the fiscal office is concerned, Casey and Andrea are very tuned into wanting everything to run as efficiently as possible, which is going to save us time, which, as I like to tell everybody, time is money, right? So they are very open if I say, hey, could we do this maybe a little differently because it is going to save us time, energy, whatever. And they're always open to listen to that, and that has been, so far, we've worked on some of those things. So.
Good, good. It's always good to hear that everybody's working mm-hmm. together and sharing in the responsibilities and speaking up when you see some issues that could run smoother or more efficiently. So I'm pleased to hear that. Good.
I think we probably have, just in my limited time that I've been here, which is what, seven years now? I don't know. I've lost track. But just in the time that I've been here, this is probably the most collaborative team that I've gotten feedback from. So you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks.
I mean, we're 2 weeks in, but you're doing great so far. All right. Any questions for our fiscal office? Okay. Let's get to work on motions. May I have a motion to approve the May 2026 financial reports, please?
So moved.
Ms. Bach makes the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
I heard Mr. Ramos first. Sorry there, Mary Jo.
No problem.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion passes. Next motion to approve the May 2026 bills paid, please.
So moved.
All right. Ms. Waite makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second. Schluter.
Ms. Schluter seconds. Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Finally, motion to approve the May 2026 bills paid just for Anthem. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second. Bach.
Ms. Bach seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. And let the record show that I abstain. All right. Next up on our agenda, I believe, is our director's report.
Yes. I won't go over the whole thing. You can read that the acts of tax, they failed to collect enough signatures, so that doesn't feel as much. Oh, sorry. Thank you. They don't have the signatures, but they'll continue to attempt that, so that could be something coming in November of 27. Representative Schmidt stopped in, and then she'll be back this week on the 17th for story time, so we'll be able to go out and talk to her again and keep that relationship forged of House bills to keep her aware of. Also, got the strategic plan. We're still working on Library IQ. Unfortunately, our meeting's tomorrow morning about the dashboard to be able to show that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to continue to do the the CERC and door count the way Chris had done it. So it will still be a spreadsheet in the packet.
Okay.
And probably overlap it that this year. So you'll see a continual this year, and then we'll bring on the dashboard so you can see both together.
Will we get a chance to look at that in July, maybe?
Is tomorrow's call. We'll iron out our final questions that we had about how it looks, because there's a lot of data mm-hmm. that we collect, and then I want to make sure that I don't give you data that you're like, this doesn't look comparative to what I was seeing before, or what's this new element. So
that's fair.
I want to run that by you too. I've also included a spreadsheet of it's based on the capital budget that you passed, the budget committee passed, but also giving updates from Lynn and Ed on where they're at on those projects, so that Melanie and Casey and I, Debbie, can all see the document along with Ed, and we're all on the same page. So that's another one of those projects we've kind of worked on internally to keep the communication all on the same page. So that's what mine has hole punches in it, but that colored document is. Giving that update. So those projects are moving along. Ed is here because there were several field reports from the Bethel roof. So if you had questions about those, he can answer questions. But it's moving along. RJK has a punch list that they're working on today and tomorrow. So where's Ed? Do you have anything to add on making sure they get this roof?
The only thing that I'll say is we went out, THP, Mitchell and I, we were with Mike from RJK Roofing last week, Wednesday. We did our final on-site meeting for the project because they are now into their punch-out. There were a few things that we did discover as we walked the roof and everything. RJK is taking care of that today and tomorrow. After tomorrow, our plan, I'm meeting with Mitchell back out at Bethel tomorrow to walk the roof site again. For the most part, everything that we can tell is complete or will be by tomorrow. We addressed identified a couple issues that had popped up, nothing uncommon, and we are working through that with RJK now. Hopefully by to the end of business tomorrow, RJK will have the complete punch-out list done, and we can close everything out.
Did we have to go into any kind of contingency budgeting, or are we still
not
good?
To the best of my knowledge, not right now. Not to my knowledge of anything. So we are still right on target to where we need to be.
Perfect. Because I know last month when we talked about the progress, and we talked about the bricks and being able to reuse bricks and not have to pay for, most of the stuff that was done, we didn't have to tap into anything extra or unexpected, so from the estimate.
That is absolutely correct. So right now we are on budget, on target, unless somebody surprises me with something, we're good to go. See,
find a piece of wood and knock on it. And it sounds like you've been very, I don't want to say pleasantly surprised, but just happy with the crew and the company and the work that they've done.
They're very tentative to everybody's needs. Everybody, Ashley, I think you can speak to, we've had a couple things where the radio may have been up too loud. Mm-hmm. If I got a hold of them, they made them shut it off. I mean, they were very, I was very impressed with their actions and the way that they treated the branch staff and everything. So they've been very pleasant to work with.
Good. All right.
I knew that was a big project, but a few weeks ago I went out and walked around the building and watched some of the work that was being done. That was That was a huge project.
Yeah, that
that was just the work that I was seeing them do, and I didn't get up anyplace. I stayed on the ground.
I hope so.
That was really a huge project.
Until you're up walking that roof, I don't think you understand how large that roof really is. And for the amount, for the work that they did as far as sealing all the seams and everything, there was a lot of time-consuming work that went into that project. And as we walked it last week, there were a couple little spots that were issues that we pointed out, and they will be taken care of today. And like I said, hopefully tomorrow Mitchell and I will get back out and we'll do another walkthrough. RJK should be wrapped up with their part of it, and then the only thing that we'll have left is the contingency. They should be submitting their third payment, and then the contingency is over. They're held back until we're satisfied with all the work.
I'd be curious to know the number of linear feet they had to actually do, like, because you know you think about the square footage of the roof is one number, but the actual linear foot, like,
up,
I can only imagine. Yeah, because that is like the most Frankenstein roof.
Yeah. And
like, it really is. Like, put.
You think about each rib that's on the roof, mm-hmm. was sealed with a sealant and fiberglass tape, and then sealed again. I mean, that
miles.
It was
taking
a
miles.
Very time consuming effort that they put into it. And I, after walking it, I mean, it was, they paid close attention to what they were doing, and I think they've done, from what I can see, I think they've done a pretty nice job.
So the next question is, from any interior repairs, like ceiling tiles and that kind of stuff, that would need to be done as a result of the previous leakage, mm-hmm. what's the...
It's very minimal. There's only, I don't know, I'd say less than 20 ceiling tile that need to be replaced in the main part of the library from any kind of water damage. So once we're guaranteed that we don't see any other, I don't want to go replacing anything right
and then
now
have it
until
leak
we're
again, yeah.
for sure. But as soon as we see that we don't have any more leaks and anything, we'll get in, we'll get a lift out there, get the ceiling tile topped out and replace it. We already have the ceiling tile on hand to take care of what we have. Like I said, once we know for sure there's no more leaks, we'll get those popped out and replace them.
It's like a Huggies commercial or something. No more leaks.
Won't that be great?
Any other questions about the baffle roof? Ms. Kasika.
The document said June 7th, but obviously it's the 15th and there's still punch list items to be finished and whatever. When are you expecting to accept it as fully complete and to authorize any kind of retainage to be released, or what's your time frame?
So they should be done, completely done with punch out by tomorrow.
I heard you say that.
There's one issue that we had a hard driving rain that we didn't see water come into the building, but they thought they were hearing water like hit the ceiling. So we will hold retainage on that until we're for sure there are absolutely no leaks. But as far as everything else goes, and again, trying to find a leak, if you're playing cat and mouse, I mean, it could be coming in on one side of the building and running for quite a distance. We're still monitoring everything on that to make sure that there are no leaks for sure. And once we get a couple good driving rains and we know for sure we don't have any problems with leakage, then we'll be done. But they should be done, other than that one issue, by tomorrow is what the plan is. So once they complete that, Mitchell and I will do another assessment of the roof. We'll go out and we'll do another walk, probably with Mike also from RJK. And once that's done, then we're done to that completion point of the retainage.
So, again, are you looking at 30, 60, 90 days? And what is the requirement for the release of the retainage once we accept the contract as complete?
So, once we see that we're satisfied, which should be by the end of this week, I would think, they will send us we'll release the funds, and then everything else will go under the guarantee or the warranty. So, if there are any issues, we have that warranty period that they will have to honor. So I would think by the end of the month that we should be closing this out and be done. That's my goal, at least.
And we're supposed to have a driving rain tomorrow, I think, again.
Yes,
and we've had a few days of heavy rain, so.
Thursday morning.
Yeah, Wednesday afternoon, Thursday.
So it'll be a good test to see, you know, up until, what was it, 3 weeks ago, I think, we really hadn't gotten anything, and they happened to be pressure washing, and that's where we found that there was an issue, and they addressed that, so I'm hoping that was all taken care of. We're keeping our fingers crossed on that. The modification that they did from the drawing across the ridge, that should have completed and taken care of any issues that we have there. So now it's just a matter of we'll see what happens when it rains again.
So once we accept it as complete, that's when the warranty period begins?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I would think that would be an official action we need to take, so we have a record of it.
And my belief is THP will do a sign off as our building rep, that they will say yes, it is complete, and it would go from there. Yes.
I would think we could have them come here, Judy, and do like the final,
final presentation.
And then we can make a motion to accept the work and move it into warranty. Yeah.
And given the fact that the original estimate for this project was $800,000 with unknown contingencies, and we're getting it for less than 50%, and in reading all of the documentation that's been submitted in through the agenda packets, thoroughly, the presentation, the people that attended, and the oversight appears to have been acceptable and surprising.
Quite frankly, I was very impressed with the system that because I didn't understand fully until I was actually out on the roof and saw what they were doing. The system that they applied to this roof it's very sound. It seems to be very durable, and the way that it is applied. I don't see where it would leak, but again, I'm not a roofer, but the system that they did put on seems to be a very high quality system. So, I'm pleased with it for sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions on the roof? All right, Andrea, you have any more you want to talk about with your director's report?
We have CED issued a friendly challenge for the branches to increase their summer reading registrations by 2%. Batavia has already exceeded that, so other... What?
I haven't signed up yet.
Oh, well, you have time.
I feel bad.
I'm
So it's been a good way to get staff to engage with our guests to make sure that people are signing up for summer reading and logging those minutes and just trying to increase those numbers, just some little movements to get bigger numbers at the end of the year. You know, I talk about every day we can do one interaction, you can do more than that, but at least strive for one interaction where you're getting people signed up for summer reading and you're introducing them to a service they may not be aware of, something in the collection, and you keep doing that, it becomes routine of what we do, and it keeps increasing those community engagements so that people have a good library experience and keep coming back. May I sign you up for summer reading?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I just have a hard time, because I count, like, the number of books I read, I have a hard time tracking, like, minutes that I've been reading. That's all.
You just guesstimate.
Yeah. I think you can guess.
Yeah.
It lets you enter with just, like, I read the whole book. Yeah. There's like, an option on there. I notice that hurts the numbers, but... Because I can never remember how long it's taken me to read a book.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like, I listen to my audiobooks. I'm, like, double time most of them, they read too slow if they do it regular. But, yes, I will get signed up for summer reading. I apologize. I've not done that.
Does that hurt your numbers if it's not registered by the minute?
No. Last year,
last year's when we had our million minute challenge, but this year the minutes, it's not that they don't count, it's just it's not as particular. More just, you know, to get the people in the habit of reading, going to the library, checking out more materials, that's in a fun way. So however that gets that done for each person is kind of individual, but it's also, like, I think good for adults to participate in the summer reading so that their kids are seeing them reading. It models that behavior. So,
not to mention, it's just good for us to read.
It's good for all of us to read, absolutely.
I saw something online, and I shared it with my friends who are, like, I'm getting them back into reading as well. And we have, like, an informal book club at work where somebody picks a book, and then, oh, you know, and then we pass it around. And it said, please don't forget to set aside that 30 minutes of reading each day. It's the most important 2 hours of your day. I know, like, it went even further than that. So it's true. But now this makes me ask, has everybody on the board signed up for summer reading?
Yes.
I'm sure Mary Jo has.
And Libby, if you get a book out on Libby at the end when you're done, it tells you exactly how long you read.
That's true. It has the timeline feature on there.
Well, as you read this for 5 hours or 42 minutes.
Yeah. Okay,
it tells you.
All right,
so,
Mr. Ramos?
Use Libby.
But I use Libby all the time. So
sign up for summer reading.
So I signed up.
Everybody should sign up for summer reading. Challenge.
How much do you get paid for that?
You don't get paid anything for that.
You get a free book when you sign up.
The joy of reading. That is payment
other
enough.
Related duties as assigned, Bernie.
Other related.
And if you have 600 minutes, you can pick a book lamp or a little duck.
A duck.
Do we get to do that? I thought we couldn't do that because we were exempt as board members.
Board members?
Yeah. I don't think we get swag. Do we get swag?
We let the staff.
That's a bonus.
They let me have the free book. Yeah, I don't get in the raffle. I don't get in the raffle or the big prizes, but you get the
stuff when
you sign up, things
okay.
like that.
All right.
I'm
down.
I give you a dog.
I will tell you that when Andrea and I, we went to lunch the other day, went ran and picked up a sandwich, even in the drive-thru, she is asking the people, she wears her badge, and they notice it, and every time they do, she's asking them, do you have a library card? So she is very much promoting the library.
They're very excited. They go, oh, you work for the library. And I say, with as much enthusiasm back, do you have a library card? And they say, oh, I haven't been to the library in a couple of years. I say, that's okay. Come on back. Get a library card. So there's always, and that's why I talk to the staff, there's always time to interact with people even outside of the library. Melanie calls this the golden ticket because people will talk to us. They see that gold name tag and they want to come read what it is. And it's the easiest conversation starter.
So because our timing is still pretty good, at the risk of delaying us even further, I had someone follow me in traffic into the Kohl's parking lot. I was going in to do an Amazon return, and this lady was right on my butt. And I'm like, okay. And I get out of my car, and she parked like the aisle over, and she comes running up to me. And I'm like, okay, whoa. What's going on? And she's like, I'm not a stalker. I just had to ask you. What's the story behind your license plate? Because if no one knows, my license plate says Library, Liberry, as since I've been on the board, my husband's like, you've got to do library just to start conversation. I'm like, no, oh, okay. So I had to tell her, she's like, are you a librarian? I'm like, no, but I get to work with librarians, and I'm on the board, and I'm like, do you go to the library? It's right around the corner. And she's like, I love the library. So I get stopped in traffic, apparently.
There you go.
And have that conversation. I didn't have my little name tag on, but I don't today. I think I forgot it. But, yes, it's fun to expound on
it's to
talk the
joys
about
the
of
library.
Library.
It is fun. It's easy, you know.
It's easy.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. It's easy. All right. Anything else you want to share, ma'am?
That's it, unless anyone has any questions.
Any questions for our director? Going once, going twice?
I probably could have just Googled this, but it said that the signatures on the petition don't expire. So that means that if they got 300,000 now, it just continues for next year.
They have to validate them. So often they find that people move or they're in different areas, so they don't expire, but something could happen that that signature is not valid.
Right, but it's still... So in other words, they're not starting over. They've already got, let's say, 300,000. They're already that far ahead for next year.
Right.
At a maximum.
Right.
It's possible that could drop by a certain percentage because
of the invalidation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good question. Now I'm thinking we should do like little library cards for people's pets. Just as a little, you know, hey, sign up for a library card. And if you have a dog or a cat, you can read to them. They can have their own little library card, too. That's not like a real library card, but like a pseudo-library card.
Like an honorary
card. Yeah. Wouldn't that be cute? All right. Lynn? I'm going to stop now. My dog would love a library card.
Casey made 3D pet tags for once one of your programs. So maybe short of that, we can make a 3D card for your pet.
Yeah. All right. Enough said.
Casey just says no. We've gone too far.
Right after they sign and speak.
Our first dog would go to, because I was, you know, first dog and no kids. The dog is the kid, kind of. And he was so smart. He was a lab mix, super smart. But he would go to the bookcase and I'd say, pick a book. And he'd go and he'd nudge one. And I'd pull it off the shelf, and I would read to him. And often it was Mary Poppins. He liked Mary Poppins for some reason. But sometimes it was Einstein, too. It was cool. I think it's cute. Hey, if it gets kids reading or people reading because they love their animals, why not? All right, next item on the agenda before Ms. Kasika boots me out of this meeting, Resolution 2026-17, which is the acceptance of gifts to the library donations as listed. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Bach.
Ms. Bach seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item is Resolution 2026-18, which is the disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Waite makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Schluter seconds. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Voss?
Yes.
Ms. Rebus?
Yes.
Ms. Waite?
Yes.
Ms. Kasika?
Yes.
Ms. Voss?
Yes.
Ms. Schluter?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes. Thank you. That is all I have on the agenda. Any walk-on items you guys want to bring up?
I would like to start the discussion again with the building committee on looking into the potential for a new library in Batavia. We'd started that discussion a while back, and I think we paused it because of the issue of potentially losing a big portion of, losing the property tax. And so I would like to get a move on that again. Start with a building committee meeting, if that seems like something we should be doing.
I think the building committee can absolutely meet and discuss that if that's the will of the board. I would say right now in this political climate, and we still now... Even though we don't have the potential for a November vote on losing taxes, that's something that might be on the ballot next year. And we have a PLF that's now a line item, budget item with the state. So it concerns me, the idea of spending a vast amount of money on a new branch at this time, the way funding looks. But I think that if the board wishes to look at that and at least do some research on it to see what that would entail, I will support that. I don't know if the other board members have any thoughts.
The issue is not dead. The issue is suspended.
Yes.
And probably at this same time next year, we will know whether or not they have met or whether or not there is a change, given the fact we'll have a new governor, perhaps lots of new representatives and senators, and a new direction, perhaps. But I would totally agree. I'm not. I have supported the improvements for Batavia Branch being in the county seat, and given the nature of other improvements that have been made at the other nine branches. As you know, I'm thrilled to death that September 2nd is the day that we're going to pay this branch off and whatnot, which good stewards, I think, in 10 years period of time and whatever. And it's kind of like tie a knot and hold on. I'm not sure that's biblical, but it's right up there.
It is. How do I put this? We have always been conservative stewards of our taxpayer dollars. That will not change. I think we need to be very
cautious.
I just think we need to be very informed of any actions that we take. And so we don't know what potential costs this would include or entail. So I think it absolutely open to seeing, okay, what does the committee come up with? I just also caution against people getting hopes up of potentially having a new branch at that location when we have a potential forecast in the next 3 to 5 years of will we have the funding to keep all 10 branches open? I mean, I don't, and I'm not saying we won't, I just... We need to be very careful.
I'm just saying, not serving on the building committee, but the quaintness of where the current branch is and the accessibility of it by foot is, to me, one of the most charming things about it, because we don't have that in other branches. And I think that was one of the mainstays that I heard that many people wanted to maintain. So if there is some way to take a look at how can we acquire additional property in the vicinity so that we can maintain right where it is, improvements to it. We have that second floor and that administrative aspect of it that basically is non-weight bearing. That's why we are not there. So there's potential, but I think it's something that needs to be looked at from a whole point and maintaining it where it is, because my recollection of the village of Batavia is that there aren't too many spots for us to go to try to make improvements and to, in all due respect, to go to where the Red Barn is or any area there across from what I'm going to call Main Street Batavia is the charm that has alluded to that branch from its inception.
It's the history of that location, I think, is
important. Well, I do feel that way because we have looked and there is no property available. The one that on the corner there where Haskell Lane and Main Street, but he wouldn't sell. He only wanted the lease. And so the best option would be to get some property adjacent to the library and so that we can expand into the parking area and then use the other property for parking spaces. But I don't know, because if the property is going to be available, because the one house behind the library is still is owned and been renovated, and then the other house behind it was torn down and is being rebuilt. So it's going to be a new building. So they're not going to want to sell that to be torn down. We're looking at then options on 3rd Street. But again, with the way the funding is, I don't know that we would want to buy property unless we can get a really good deal. I don't know. We can buy the property and then work on
given the, in my personal opinion, given the economy, no one's going to be giving away anything.
No.
Even if it's for the benefit of something as philanthropic as a library.
I would be curious to find out what would be entailed in updating the existing branch while still maintaining that history of the branch. If there's anything that can be done from that perspective.
They need more space. Their meeting room is tiny. They don't have a study room. We are going to get one of those little...
You're getting
portable. We're getting that. There's just not much space. That is the whole issue.
It's indicative of when it became a branch.
Yeah.
And the maintenance of it, you know.
Well, it's just like buying an antique property, an old house, right? An old 1900s farmhouse. The rooms aren't as big as they are today, right? Like, that's the architecture, that's the time, that's the age.
It also came with property, and unfortunately, this is a footprint.
Right. So I think I'd be very curious to hear what the building committee comes back with. Absolutely.
So maybe next steps are the building committee meets and we can come back with some ideas before we make any solid decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Any other items for discussion? Okay, so a reminder, July 20th, big day, big meeting. We will... From a structural perspective or logistical perspective, we will start at 6 o'clock. We will do the public hearing for the tax budget, review that, and then move into the normal meeting agenda. I'm not sure what we have on the agenda for presentations, but with the Bethel Roof, if they're going to be coming and doing a presentation, we might want to look and see how we need to balance that from a timing perspective. Mm-hmm. All right.
Jenny, I have a question. Do you want... Sorry.
That's okay. I'm like, oh.
Close that time. Do I need to send out another tax budget, or is everyone okay with the one they have currently?
Are you changing it?
No.
Then you don't need to resend anything?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. It's the same one. And then that will be available for any member of the public that wants to review. And we will... move forward on the 20th. Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Ms. Bach makes the motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Schluter seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We are adjourning at 6:58 p.m. Thank you all for a very good discussion.
So, Ernie, when were you thinking about doing a building meeting?
Oh, Jerry, say that.
Just like,
can you make sure?